When he was president, George H.W. Bush was visiting a nursing home. And he was giving a speech. It was an opportunity for him to get out of the White House, to be seen in the public. And after he gave his speech, he went around and was shaking hands of the various residents. But he noticed there was one man in particular that did not seem interested at all that the President of the United States was in the same room as him. In fact, this man kept walking around in his walker and was seemed to be completely oblivious to all the reporters, all the cameras, all the security. And this puzzled the president. And so he approached the man. Surrounded by his Secret Service, he said, excuse me, do you know why I'm here? Do you know who I am? And the old man looked up from his wheelchair, from his walker, and he said, no. But if you ask the nurses, they can tell you what your name is. Names are important. Names help us to identify what something is. If you're walking down the street with a friend and your friend says to you, hey, you got a bug on your back, you're going to want to know what kind of bug that is. Is that a spider or is it a butterfly? If you go to a restaurant and you order a steak and they bring you out a salad, you're going to know that they're going to say you're wrong because a steak is meat and salad is lettuce, and you know the difference between the two. So names are important. They help you to know, identify what something is. Names also help you to know who someone is. So if I were to say to you, this is my wife, you're going to know this is the person that I'm married to. If I tell you, oh, I was in New York City last weekend and I was walking down the street, I saw Tom Cruise, you're going to know who I was talking about. So names also help us to know who someone is. So names are important. They help us to identify what something is. They help us to know who someone is. But names can also help you to know something about a person. I knew a guy by the name of John once. Everyone called him Moose. He rode a Harley Davidson, he had tattoos, he was this big, burly lumberjack kind of guy. Moose also stood about 6 feet, 4 inches tall, and nobody messed with Moose. One of the nicest guys I ever knew, but you did not want to get on his bad side. Names can tell you a lot about a person. When I was growing up, my brother, my sister, and I were all given nicknames. My sister was Little Bit. She was this cute little blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl. My brother and I were not so fortunate in our nicknames. John was known as No John because he was always getting in trouble. No John, you can't climb the refrigerator. No, John, you can't pee in the backyard in the middle of the day. No, John, stop looking up the mannequin's dress whenever you go into a store. No, John. Now I'm a bit biased, but I think my nickname was the worst of all. As a child, I tended to take my sweet old time, and it was hard to get me motivated to do anything. I just took things at my own pace, and so my nickname was Diddle Daddle Dan. Because I diddle-daddled all the time. One Christmas, my parents thought it'd be really cute to give each of us a t-shirt with our names on them. I hated that t-shirt. And I don't know whatever happened to it because one day it mysteriously just disappeared. Names are important. They help us to know something about a person. They help us to know who a person is, and they help us to identify what something is. Even Jesus had nicknames for some of his disciples. He had a disciple named Simon. We all know him as Peter, also called the Rock. And if you know anything about Peter, if you've read your Bible, you know that at times Peter could be hard and stubborn like a rock. He had James and John, two of his other disciples. They were called the Sons of Thunder because at times they could be thunderous in their behavior. If you'd like to know some of the names that God calls you, Listen to these verses. In Christ, we are blameless before God. Colossians 1:22. Also in Colossians, we are beloved and chosen. In 1 Corinthians, we are called God's temple. In Ephesians, Paul calls us God's workmanship. John calls us God's children. And in Zechariah 2:8, we are the apple of God's eye. Jesus had some names for us too. We're called sheep, the light of the world, salt of the earth. Jesus also calls us branches and besties. Listen to what Jesus says in John chapter 15, verses 1 through 17. If you'd like to follow along in the Blue Pew Bible, you're welcome to. It's on page 764. I'm going to be reading from the Message translation, which is different than the one that you have in front of you. Jesus said, "I am the real vine, and my Father is the farmer. He cuts off every branch in me that does not bear grapes, and every branch that is grape-bearing, he prunes back so that it will produce even more. You are already pruned back by the message I have spoken to you. Live in me. Make your home in me just as I do in you. In the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but by only being joined to the vine, you can't bear fruit unless you are joined with me. I am the vine. You are the branches. When you're joined with me and I'm joined with you, the relation is intimate and organic. The harvest is sure to be abundant. Separated, you can't produce a thing. Anyone who is separate from me is deadwood, gathered up and thrown into the bonfire. But if you make yourselves at home with me and my words are at home with you, then you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to by the Father. That is how my Father shows who he is, when you produce grapes, when you are mature as my disciples. I have loved you the way my Father has loved me. Make yourself home in my love. If you keep my commands, if you remain intimately at home in my love, that's what I've done. Kept my Father's commands and made myself at home in his love. I've told you these things for a purpose. That my joy might be your joy, that your joy will be wholly mature. This is my command. Love one another as I have loved you. This is the very best way to show your love. Put your life on the line for your friends. You are my friends when you do the things I command you to do. I'm no longer calling you servants because a servant doesn't understand what their master is thinking. No, I've called you my friends, my besties, because I've let you in on everything that I've heard from the Father. Remember this, you did not choose me. I chose you. And I put you in this world to bear fruit that will not spoil. As fruit bearers, whatever you ask the Father in relation to me, he will give to you. But remember this, love one another. So I've already said that names are important. They help us to know what something is, help us to identify who someone is, and they also tell us something about a person. So if that's true, then why did Jesus call his disciples, his followers like you and I, why did he call us branches and besties? Well, in order to understand that, we need a little bit of background. So in John chapter 15, Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches." Now in John chapters 12, 13, and 14, Jesus has been telling his disciples that his time is almost up. he's not going to be with them for much longer because he's going to be betrayed and killed. But then Jesus says, don't be afraid. I know what I'm doing. I've got this all under control. After I'm gone, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. He is going to lead you, guide you, direct you, love you, live in you. But you've got to stay connected to me. You've got to keep doing the things you saw me doing. You've got to keep doing the things that I taught you to do. And then Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Now, that's not really a big deal for you and I. That doesn't have a lot of significance. But for them, for those people, this was huge. This was a big deal. They were Jewish people. They were the people of God. They were the people of Israel. And they had always been taught growing up that the people of God, the people of Israel, the good Jewish people, they were God's vine. But when you read the Old Testament, you find out that they weren't a very good vine. They weren't producing fruit. They kept messing everything up. They were one big tangled mess. They could not get anything right. And so Jesus says, I am the vine. You are the branches. If you want to get it right, you've got to stay connected to me. I had an aunt. Her name was Aunt Carrie. She passed away several years ago. She was a big jokester and a big prankster. And one of the things that she really enjoyed doing was she would go to Kohl's or JCPenney and look for an employee who was vacuuming the floor. And then she would go over and unplug the vacuum cleaner and go hide behind a rack. And she kept doing this because she thought it was amusing to watch this poor employee get frustrated, wondering why do I keep losing power? My Aunt Carrie knew that the employee could not do their job unless they were plugged in. They could vacuum that rug all day, but if they were not connected to the power, if they were not connected to the wall, all they were doing was reorganizing dirt. Jesus does not want us to reorganize dirt year after year after year. Jesus wants us to stay connected. He wants us to stay plugged in. He wants us to be the branches that God has called us to be, to bear good fruit in our church, in our community, and in our world. But we've got to stay connected. And that's one reason why we have a rally day. It's a chance for us as a church to get together again, to come together, to reconnect with God, to reconnect with each other, to remember that we are all branches connected to one vine, and we as a church are meant to produce good fruit. So Jesus calls us branches. He also calls us friends, or as I like to say, his besties. Jesus says, I no longer call you servants, I call you my friends. Now, to be a servant of God was kind of a big deal. It was a big honor. Moses was a servant of God. Joshua was a servant of God. David was a servant of God. So to be called a servant of God was a big deal. But Jesus takes that and he takes it to the next level and he says, you are my friends. Now in the Roman Empire, kings would have a group of men that were often called kings, friends of the king. These guys had access to the king anytime, any place, anywhere. Sometimes the king would talk to these guys before he talked to his advisors or his generals. There was something about being a friend of a king. It meant you were close to him. It meant that you had access to him. Jesus calls us friends of the king so that we can be connected and close to the king. Because you can't be connected to someone that you're not close to. So that's why we started the service with that video. Thank you, Betty, for getting it together. Not you got it together. Thank you for getting the video together. Thank you. But that's why we started with that video. To remind us who we are. My name is not defeat. My name is not failure. My name is not regret. My name is child of the one true King. Because I'm a branch. I'm a bestie. And so are you. So stay connected. Branches and besties. Amen.